Good morning, listeners. It's Simon Gillam again as we continue to work our way through the book of James in these morning devotions. James chapter 3 verse 2 reads, "We all stumble in many ways. If anyone's never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check." Do you know the tongue weighs less than half of 1% of the human body? And yet it's responsible for most of the trouble that we find ourselves in, isn't it? Jesus said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's our problem, isn't it? When a doctor sticks a thermometer in your mouth, he's not checking the temperature of your mouth, he's checking your temperature, your whole body's temperature. The thermometer in the mouth gives an indication of the health of the whole body. And the words that come out of our mouths are like that too. They show up our spiritual temperature. They tell us about our hearts, and it's our hearts that need changing. We can pretend for a while. With a lot of effort, we could stop ourselves from cursing. We could stop ourselves from gossiping. We could stop ourselves from telling lies for a little while. But if all we do is we're fighting against our own desires and inclinations, if all we do is try to put on a show, we'll be found out in the end. James wrote in this chapter, chapter 3, "No man can tame the tongue," and I believe he's right. No man can do it. But God can. God has demonstrated that he can do it in Jesus. If anyone's never at fault in what he says, James wrote, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. And Jesus was. Peter wrote about Jesus. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. You see, we cannot tame the tongue, but God can. Jesus did. And so we strive to follow his example, but in the end, we have to rest behind his perfection. Because unlike Jesus, we all stumble in many ways. Now, I don't know what your battle with the tongue is. Maybe you get drawn into gossiping. Maybe you're in the habit of talking about people behind their backs. Maybe you speak in such a way that you intimidate, threaten, or belittle other people. Maybe you have a problem with telling lies. How do we address our problems here? Because the mouth speaks out of the overflow of the heart. And because God alone can tame the tongue, he alone can change the heart, we need to pray about these things. We need to pray specifically to be sorry for the things that we have said, and specifically against the temptation, perhaps of gossiping when we next meet our friends. And the other thing that we need to do is that we need to praise God, to form the habit of praising God. I'm not just talking about mindlessly saying praise God whenever anything happens, but actually praising God. Praising God is speaking of him, telling of the great things that he's done, giving him his due honour, recognising his hand, his control. Now, because God is always in control and every good thing we have is from his hand, praising God can and should become a habit. Again, we realise that what we're after and what God wants is for our hearts to be changed, not for us just to be saying the right words. But I'm convinced that the habit of praising God actually does change our hearts. It stops us from being so self-centred and self-reliant, and instead to give God his due. The other bonus, of course, is that every time I'm praising God with my mouth, I'm not getting myself into trouble with somebody else. Shall we pray to our Heavenly Father now? Our Father, you are the giver of all good things, and we give you the honour that you deserve. You are the Creator, the Saviour, the King of the universe. Father, by your Spirit, move us to honour you with every word that comes out of our mouths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.